Jewish Update is brought to you by Talia's Steakhouse, the Glatt kosher restaurant in Manhattan's Upper West Side. Please visit us at www.taliassteakhouse.com.
Chabad Daily Study, March 17, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Chumash with Rashi. Parshat Vayakhel Pekudei, 6th portion, Shemot, Exodus, 39-22-39-43, with Rashi.
Chabad Daily Study,
March 17, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Tanya. Today's lessons, Likutei Amorim, middle of chapter 37.
Chabad Daily Quote,
March 17, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Quote, Adar 24, 5783 March 17, 2023. A constant fire shall burn upon the altar, it shall never go out. Leviticus chapter 6 verse 6.
JPost.com. Judaism. March 17, 1149 Asia Jerusalem. Parshat Vayakhel Pekudei. A lesson in democracy. Torah Temima provides us with a pithy slice of a larger discussion. The function and strengthening of democracy. Still critical today in Israel, the United States and around the world.
JerusalemPost.com. Diaspora.
March 17, 907 Asia Jerusalem. Former Jewish Press editor charged for role in Capitol insurrection. Former editor-in-chief of the Jewish Press, Elliot Resnick, was identified on video at the January 6 Capitol riot. He has a history of controversial statements and views.
JerusalemPost.com, Diaspora.
March 17, 317 Asia Jerusalem. Abraham Zarim, one of the last Manhattan Project scientists, dies at 106. Zalm, who went on to a distinguished career in technology, business development and leadership management training, died March 8 in Los Angeles. Ynet, Jewish Scene. March 16, 2102 Asia Jerusalem. Is kosher beef tastier than non-kosher beef? Beef consumption in Israel per capita currently stands at an average of 19.6 kilograms per year, equal to about 65 steaks, leaving the vast number of meat lovers wondering what is the quality of their food.
My Jewish Learning.
March 16, 2051 Asia Jerusalem, Nazir 54. We've by now spent quite some time on the issue of a Nazir who accidentally contracts corpse impurity. We've discussed shaving the consecrated hair the Nazirite was growing, which has now become impure and can no longer be offered, and the week-long purification ritual to reverse the corpse impurity of their body.
My Jewish Learning.
March 16, 2051 Asia Jerusalem, Nazir 53. On today's Daf, we find this teaching. Rabbi Eliezer said that some of the early elders would say, a half calf of bones and a half log of blood impart ritual impurity in all forms.
JerusalemPost.com, Diaspora. March 16, 1949 Asia Jerusalem, Israel must compromise, says JFNA at end of visit to discuss judicial reform. We urged all the leaders we spoke with to work with President Herzog to negotiate a solution that could have broad support across Israeli society, they said. Chabad Daily Quote.
March 16, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Quote, Adar 23, 5783 March 16, 2023. If I am not for myself, who is for me? If I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? Hillel, Ethics of the Fathers 114.
Chabad Daily Study.
March 16, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Tanya. Today's lessons. Likutei Amorim, beginning of chapter 37.
My Jewish Learning.
March 16, 1833 Asia Jerusalem, God's Presence and Absence. Growing up, the Purim mitzvah of Matanot Levionim, or giving gifts to the poor, meant putting cash in a plate at the synagogue when we went to hear the Megillah.
Ynet, Jewish Scene.
March 16, 1458 Asia Jerusalem, relic of Jewish community lost in Holocaust discovered in Moldova. Local stumbles upon 1920s donation box of foundation promoting settlement in the land of Israel. Every 3 months, people would arrive to open the box and transfer the funds to a settlement somewhere in the Holy Land. We all dreamed of moving there, says survivor.
Marav.co.il.
March 16, 1421 Asia Jerusalem, Rabbi Leitman on feeling ashamed according to Kabbalah. The word inquat, shame inquat, gives a person an unpleasant feeling in the stomach. It evokes an association of a desire to run away, to disappear, to hide in some corner where no one will see, sometimes even a feeling of inquat. I want to die inquat.
Ynet, Jewish scene.
March 16, 1338 Asia Jerusalem, Likud MK attempts to find the diaspora's voice in Israel. Seeking to strengthen ties between diaspora and Israeli Jews, Likud member Dan Illouz, himself an immigrant from Canada, launches a caucus that will focus on forming events for both groups to share ideas and experiences.